All right, tonight's message number three. Who in your earthly life poses the greatest danger to you in fearing God? Give reasons for your answer. The one that is and poses the greatest danger would be the one that I love the most, isn't it? Because the one that I love the most, that person's words, how the person feel about me matters a lot. And for myself, that will be my wife, my dear wife. What she says, how she feels, means a lot to me because I love her very much. And therefore, she is the one who will compete for my love for the Lord Jesus Christ and my fear of God. And therefore, I have to make sure that I love God with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind so that I can love my wife correctly, so that I would not, when the time comes, choose incorrectly. God is perfect, my wife is not. And there will be times when I have to make a painful choice to obey the Lord, and my wife will get hurt in the process. And that is true of all of us. And we all keep changing. We are very mutable. Today I might pass the test, no guarantee I will pass tomorrow. So I have to make sure that I keep walking close to the Lord so that I can love my wife in a manner that is pleasing to the Lord, that she will not become an idol in my life. Number two, do you agree that the praises of a believer can reveal the one he fears the most in his life? The answer, of course, is yes, based upon the sermon. You realize that we all like to be praised. We all like to be commended by the things that we do and by the things that we write and by the things that we say. Nobody likes to be criticized. No one likes to have all their shortcomings and their weaknesses to be highlighted. Even though many of us are very stingy with our praises and very generous in our criticism. And that's why very often we hurt people rather than help people who serve us, who serve the Lord, who take care of us. Sometimes parents, you know how our children treat us. They do not appreciate, they take us for granted, and they feel that they are entitled for certain things. And when they do not get it from mom and dad, they get upset and they get angry. And when you take care of them, sacrifice for them, they don't appreciate it. They feel that that's their entitlement. And sometimes we treat God the same way and we treat one another the same way. And so when people praise you, you've got to be very mindful and careful to not allow the praises of men to hurt you and to ruin you, because we are all very vulnerable in that respect. Sometimes it is better to be criticized than to be praised, because when they criticize us, we take heed of the criticism, and if it is true, we thank God for it, we improve, we change. And if it's not true, we just let it go. But when you get praise after praise after praise after praise, the danger is very real. Just like what I shared with you concerning that person who loved to talk about his baptism, how many people he baptized because he had received a lot of high praise from a lot of leaders. So much so that he probably believed that it's because of him that the ministry was growing, because of him that so many were baptized, because of him. And so be very mindful and careful when people praise you. Number three, if a person says he fears God, does it mean that he should not fear anyone or anything else? If he does fear someone or something else, then does it mean that the fear of God is not in him? Now, you and I know that we are fearful people. We fear a lot of other things and people in life. The Bible did teach us that we should behave ourselves when it comes to the law of the land so that we will not get caught. The fear of becoming a criminal, which is a good thing. So we do not want to drink and drive Because if we are caught, the penalty is pretty severe. I believe it's all over the world, it's the same. And so we fear institutions, we fear people as well. When you go to school, you are given certain rules. You break them, you'll be punished. And so you're afraid. You're afraid of your parents. You do not want them to discipline you when you do wrong. They have the right. So does it mean that the fear of God is no longer in me when I fear all these authorities that God has put above me? No. And that is why the Lord tells us very often when we fear all these authorities and all these individuals, we must always do so for conscience sake. In other words, even if you know you're not going to get caught by the person or by the authority, but as a Christian, you know it is wrong. So therefore, you do not do it for conscience sake. Even though you know you probably will get away with it because people and authorities, they are not omnipresent. They are not all the time everywhere to catch you. But as Christians, we must always be well behaved for conscience sake, the Bible teaches us. And so does it mean that when you fear all these people and institutions that God has put above us, the fear of God is not in us. The fear of God is still in us because we fear God first and we fear all these people whom God has put above us to help us behave in a proper manner. Thank you very much. Any other questions? Thank you.